Welcome to the Daily Groundhog. Second, my brain went, you gotta answer her, but then the other side of my brain went, how the heck does she not know that? She lives with in a music household. So it just came out. And yes. Anyway, yes. Oh my gosh, we're recording already.
Yes, we're recording.
That's fantastic.
What is going on, everybody?
You wonder why I'm mmming.
Well, either one, you're reliving your 90s song by the Crash Test Dummies.
See, go, music household, I tell you.
There was this boy who got into an accident and couldn't go to school.
Wait. And Shannon, go ahead and weigh in on this one.
What?
Who sings that song, Devin? Let's keep it that way.
But that's not what we're talking. We're talking about the M&Ms.
Who does not like M&Ms? There's got to be at least a flavor of M&Ms that everyone in this world can like.
I'm a big fan of the peanut butter ones.
Oh,
I mean, and the peanut ones are okay. But if I go for levels, I go peanut butter, peanut, and then regular.
Have you ever tried the pretzel?
I don't like the pretzel.
Okay.
I feel like there's not enough in there. It's almost like there's like a pocket of air. And if I want to eat an M&M, I don't want a pocket of air in the middle of the M&M.
That's what hard pretzels are, pockets of air.
I don't want them.
Okay, you don't have to have them.
If I'm going to eat a pocket of air in a food source, I want it to be Rice Krispie Treats.
That's a good pocket of air.
It is, but
they need to come out with Rice Krispie Treat M&Ms.
They should. Now, I've had.
Have you ever had a Rice Krispie Treat with chocolate around it?
Yes. I mean, because usually the candy coatings on the outside, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
Well, like restaurants that have the chocolate fountain at the dessert bar, and then they have the Rice Krispies. I poked one and they put chocolate around.
They have the little, they call them nibblers. They have white chocolate and regular chocolate. They're about this big.
Okay.
And they're Rice Krispie Treats. So why are we talking about Rice Krispie Treats? We're talking about M&M's.
M&M's. Okay. Not a sponsor, not endorsed. But basically we found these. We found these, and apparently M&M wants to vote. So the three flavors, the light blue bag is Thai coconut peanut.
Okay, and I'm holding English toffee peanut, which actually sounds good.
Yeah, that actually does sound good. But then here's the one that's like, it's the dark green bag.
It's I kill you.
Mexican jalapeno peanut.
So, which is funny. Jeff Dunham has two characters, jalapeno on a stick and peanut.
And peanut.
And we're eating both of them combined right now.
I kill you.
Both, yet again, not sponsors.
So, which one do you want to try first? We're going to taste test them for you.
I want to say the jalapeno ones will probably be the grossest one.
So, should we go grossest last? Because I do have my milk.
Yeah.
Because I can't do hot things.
Sure, let's do jalapeno.
Now, that's first. We're going right out the gate.
Let's get it over with.
Okay.
Jalapeno.
Okay.
And I think to do this right, you have to have at least three or four.
Three or four. Oh, man. Oh, I mean, here's Shannon.
You can
guest star. Wait. But no reaction. We got to do a reaction
together.
You just
stole three of mine. Get your own, woman.
Okay, here we go. Ready? One, two. Oh, and it's red, yellow, and green. The Mexican flag. What? No, I want the green one. No, I want a green one. Got to give me a green one. Oh, you don't have a green one.
Here, have that one.
Here, have a green one.
All right, so.
Okay, so one red, one yellow, one green. Ready? One, two, three.
This ASMR is M&M's.
Just a hint of jalapeno. It's not really hot.
No, it's not.
It's almost like having like an onion too close to some of your other fruit or a banana.
So you just get a flavor.
And so you get the flavor of it. Yeah, I don't get a hint of hotness at all. Oh, there's a little bit of a...
There's a little bit of after hot. But overall, tastes like a peanut M&M with a kick of salsa. Okay, gotta take a drink though.
All right. Clean the palate. Not a bad. It wasn't great. And I'm not against them, but it's not bad.
No.
I'm sure some people like it, but if I'm going to eat a jalapeno or something with chocolate, I want it to be hot.
And I am never going to eat a jalapeno with something on purpose. You know, I mean,
you eat my wife's salsa.
Oh, that's true. But it's such a good salsa.
My wife makes the whitest white girl salsa you'd ever have that actually blows every Hispanic person's salsa out there alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the best salsa in the world.
I agree.
So are we going to the Thai one now?
Let's go to the Thai, because we both kind of had the opinion that that's going to be like really good.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the sweetest. The
English toffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Fancy colors.
They're like pastel. What other colors do we have? Okay, so the Thai are
like
neon green.
Yep.
Regular blue and a cream.
This is white boy color. This is Caucasian. We're going to call this one Caucasian.
It's cream.
Caucasian. Look, almost matches my skin color.
Are you cream? Do you have a cream complexion?
I'm pretty pasty. I don't know about creamy, but I'm pretty pasty.
Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3.
If you like coconut, which I do.
This is actually good. My wife couldn't eat them. She's allergic to coconut.
Is it real coconut or is it coconut-like flavoring?
I will look at the ingredients.
It's not bad. I'm trying to see what it reminds me of. Does it say?
No, coconut is actually... You just went back for seconds.
I did.
Coconut is not in the... It's cocoa butter.
Here, try these.
They're not bad.
Thai coconut. Not bad. You like coconut. You're not a fan of this one? My wife's not a fan. Not bad. Not the worst thing I've ever... I want to say, so far, this is my number one. The coconut... Thai coconut is my number one out of the three right now, currently.
Alrighty.
Alright, last one.
Trouble!
English toffee peanut.
What did I do?
It's monitoring. It's saying it was loud noises while you're doing that.
My apologies. I will never bang on the table again.
Yours does the same thing. It just keeps monitoring.
Gotcha. So what colors? Oh, it's just...
These are in the brown flavors.
So we have
khaki.
Yeah, that's almost like baby poo yellow though.
That is a baby poo.
That's like mustard. Mustard.
This yellow is like the first poops that kids have when they were born. You know, the little seedy looking gross stuff. That's what that is.
And then you have
this is the evolution of a baby poop. That's what these colors are.
Okay, there you go. Those
baby poop colors. So you got firstborn. The firstborn are like tar. First you get the tar. So then this would be the tar. Is there a black one in there?
No, there's no black.
So first you got the tar color. This is baby poop. First newborn baby poop. Then you get the mustard seedy looking color ones. And then you get the average poop that comes out. That's what we, these are turd colors. You want to try some of these turd colored M&M's?
You had me at turd.
They're terrific.
You know what? That's why it's M&M. Okay.
All right. Let's go for it.
Okay. Turd in the mouth.
That was gross. Got a hint of peanut. I've seen peanuts in turds before.
Right off the bat. They coated the chills with the toffee flavor.
Yeah.
So it hits right away. That's the thing about that I don't like about toffee, though. It's got that burnt flavor to it.
See, I like that. I like dark chocolate, too, for that reason. I like the dark chocolate.
I'm not a dark chocolate fan.
No. I like
the only thing that I like the burnt kind of flavor, too, is Boston baked beans.
See, I don't like Boston baked beans.
What? Mm-mm. There you go.
Yeah. Try those. Thoughts?
I like maple syrup.
No. Yeah, it does have that maple leaf flavor.
No.
But if I had to rate them, I'd still go with peanut butter.
I'm going to put the coconut. Oh, peanut butter?
Is my number one.
Oh, yeah. It's like, we don't have peanut butter here, sir.
You're right. That's the point.
I'm a little confused.
Yeah, that happens too.
Anyway.
So out of these three, though, you think the coconut's your number
one? I like
one?
The coconut better than the See, topping.
I take the toffee over the coconut.
Okay.
But the peanut, the jalapeno is still my third.
I'm putting the jalapeno in the crapper.
Yeah.
Even though those look like...
The colors look like poop, but the jalapeno is the worst one.
Yes, absolutely.
Which one do you think is actually going to win? Because they're having people vote. I think probably the coconut one will win.
I think the coconut will win over the toffee.
I think so, too.
Because the toffee is almost too... It's like too strong. Anyway, yes.
You guys check it out. Let us know what you think.
And cast your vote. Again, we're not being paid for this.
Yeah, we should be.
We wish we were.
You hear that, Eminem? You need to be paying us to do this.
That's right.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later.
Groundhog out.